With scores, highlights, and headlines for all professional and collegiate sports. Get hyped for 107.7 The Bronc Retro's The Overtime.
Welcome to the overtime on 107.7 The Bronc Retro, WRC2, a 2023 winner and 2024 nominee of an Intercollegiate Broadcasting Systems Media Award for Best Online Streaming College Station in the nation. I'm Rich Sell. Tipping off in the NBA, we're in the Eastern Conference playing game. The Miami Heat dismantled the Chicago Bulls 112-91. In the win for the Heat, Tyler Hero recorded a near triple-double with 24 points, 10 rebounds, and 9 assists on 8 of 17 shots, including making 4 of 9 threes.
Can the Bulls close this third with any momentum? Doesn't look like it. He come up with another steal. Hero's three. He got it!
Audio courtesy of ESPN.com. Jaime Jaquez Jr. added 21 points, 6 rebounds, and 6 assists on 8 of 16 shots, while Kevin Love added 16 points and 7 rebounds off the bench. In the loss for the Bulls, DeMar DeRozan led the way with 22 points, going 8 of 16 from the floor, including 3 of 6 three-pointers. Nikola Vucevic recorded a double-double with 16 points and 14 rebounds, while Javonte Green added 12 points off the bench. With the win, the Heat clinched the 8th seed and play the top-seeded Celtics on Sunday, while the Bulls have been eliminated from playoff contention. In the Western Conference play-in, the New Orleans Pelicans defeated the Sacramento Kings 105-98. Brandon Ingram was the leading scorer for the Pelicans with 24 points, going 10 for 20 from the floor. Jonas Valanciunas recorded a double-double with 19 points and 12 rebounds, while Trey Murphy added 16 points, 8 rebounds, and 6 assists. In the loss for the Kings, De'Aaron Fox led the way with 35 points, 7 rebounds, and 5 assists on 12 of 29 shots. Domantas Sabonis contributed a double-double with 23 points, 14 rebounds, and 7 assists, while Harrison Barnes chipped in 17 points, including making 3 of 5 from beyond the arc. With the win, the Pelicans clinched the 8th seed and will take on the top-seeded Thunder on Sunday, while the Kings have been eliminated from playoff contention. Moving on to the mound in the MLB, where the New York Yankees edged out the Tampa Bay Rays 5-3. In the win for the Yankees, Juan Soto led the way, going 1-for-4 at the plate with 3 RBIs, including a 3-run homer in the 7th inning.
Drill deep to right field. There it goes! On the year, 5 home runs. What a start for Juan Soto.
Audio courtesy of MLB.com. Anthony Volpe also recorded an RBI and scored a run, while Alex Verdugo, Oswaldo Cabrera, and Jose Trevino each scored a run. Clark Schmidt pitched 5 in the 3rd innings, while Dennis Santana recorded the win. In the loss for the Rays, Richie Palacios went 2-for-4 at the plate, recording a home run in the 6th, while Isaac Paredes also went 2-for-4 at the plate, bringing in 2 RBIs. Tyler Alexander pitched 5 in the 3rd innings, while Chris Devensky recorded the loss. With the win, the Yankees moved to 14-6 on the season. In another key game of the evening, the Phillies blanked the White Sox 7-0. Alec Boehm had a pair of 3-run homers, while Whit Merrifield hit a solo home run in the 4th inning. Spencer Turnbull pitched 7 innings and delivered 6 strikeouts to get his second win on the season. With the win, the Phillies moved to 12-8 on the season and extend their winning streak to 4 games. This has been the overtime on 107.7 The Bronc Retro, winner of a 2022 and 2023 Intercollegiate Broadcasting Systems Media Award for Best Sports Update. Live from Rider University, I'm Rich Sale.
And we are officially over time. Before you start throwing punches, know that you can listen to all past and future episodes of The Overtime at 107.7thebronc.com/overtime. Just click on your podcasting platform of choice. Let's get back into the music that made the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, and 90s only on 107.7 The Bronc Retro.
But are you a different animal and the same beast?